It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Bears general manager Ryan Poles made a point yesterday that the draft was pretty wide open and Daywood and talent could be found in the second round. He also had this to say about what he wants from as far as toughness from his number one pick.
To me, it comes down to toughness. We're looking to establish an identity to kick this thing off and really get this team going in the right direction. We've been able to make some really good moves to set us up, you know, with O-line and D-line. And that puts us in a position to attack the draft, you know, with kind of a best available mindset. So we're excited about that.
What do you make of this?
So a couple thoughts, one big picture, one detailed thought, but I think big picture-wise, I like the fact that Ryan Poles was at the NFL owners' meetings and spoke, and he was on SportsCenter, and he said some things that people were very interested in, but I don't think that he was the dominant voice representing the Chicago Bears, and I think it's been that kind of offseason, and I think that plays to his strengths a little bit better than him being the front man. I think he's a guy that probably operates best when in the background. I don't think he's got that kind of personality that embraces the opportunity to project and present and to be what Ben Johnson has become already. Ben Johnson's a front man for the Bears organization, and he plays that role very well. Ryan Poles much better, I think, making decisions behind the scenes, playing a secondary role in terms of being the chief spokesperson. That said, about what he said about the draft is very interesting, worth paying attention to. If that is true, and there's depth between 15 and 45, and 10 isn't necessarily much different than maybe 15, trade down. You might be in a position to trade down, and it keeps that door open to do that, because then you can accumulate assets and maybe an extra body and an extra starter. So I think you open the door to that possibility, maybe intentional, but it's worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah, it was interesting. He had some good things to say about Karan Amagaji. And a lot of people took that as, oh, well, that he's not going to take a left tackle at 10. And then he comes out and says that there's a lot of day one talent that will be available in day two. Maybe I'm reading between the lines too much, but there are a lot of tweener type offensive linemen that you look at and say day two, you could be in a position to take them. But I think that's a lot of positions. I think that's along the defensive line. I think that's in the defensive backfield. I think that there are guys that you could look at on the offensive side of the ball, like at running back, where you don't get an Omarion Hampton or Ashton Jeanty, but Quinshon Judkins out of Ohio State looks like a real good weapon that they could use, or even Devin Neal if you're looking for a between-the-tackles runner out of Kansas. So I agree with him on that point. And, yeah, I didn't read between the lines a whole lot on what he had to say other than his unwavering support of his tackle position, because a couple months ago he said there would be competition at left tackle for Braxton Jones, and then yesterday he sort of insinuated that it would be from Karan Amagaji.
Yeah, I think that the Bears have done a really good job. They have signed five starters on the line of scrimmage, the middle of their offensive line, and both an end and a tackle for the defensive line. That is a great start in my world. It is not the completed project. And I think that he's bought time, especially on the offensive line. But I am still of the conviction that they should draft a left tackle at 10. And then they should make sure one of those two. I think the positions they got to go after are defensive and defensive tackle, pass rusher, whatever way you want to term it. But a defensive difference maker in the middle of their defense, they need an offensive lineman. They need a left tackle. And I would try to get another guard or center or a player that is in the position to kind of step in when one of these guards proves that they're not going to be long-term answers. Neither guy is a long-term answer. So I think they need to start building up that quality and depth so they can just seamlessly move forward, and it won't be anything that the quarterback has to worry about. So at the beginning of the draft, I want him to go line of scrimmage. And that's what they did, and I don't think it bailed them out. I don't think they have any leeway to.
You don't necessarily mean consecutive picks. You just mean, okay, so they got four in the first 72, three in the top 41. You mean two of those three you'd like to be committed to the line of scrimmage.
To the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Two of the first three?
No question.
That makes sense. That still leaves you room to draft either a running back or a safety an edge rusher.
Yes, you can have whatever fun you want to have, and you can do whatever you think is going to make you, here we got a little extra oomph here. Fine, but the priority to me remains the line of scrimmage, and they've just signed five starters on that line.
Do you feel like, this is, we got a month until the draft to kind of weigh this, but do you feel like if there is a deep enough tackle draft that if they, with their first three picks out of the 41, as long as they end up with a left tackle in that group, that's okay with you? Or does it have to come at 10?
You know, I gotta look closer at it. But from everything I've seen and just from the reality of the NFL, you find your left tackle in the top 15 picks.
That's the answer you I think keep coming back to. And I agree with that. I just wonder if they feel like either Jeanty or Warren are there and they feel like they are the guys they can't miss on because they will regret it. Then you justify or you rationalize that you can find your left tackle with your second round pick.
And I'm not arguing any of that, David. And, they may, if you get like Warren may be a offense changer, a game changer type player, the kind of tight end that you have right now in Detroit, frankly. That kid's a great player. And if he can, if you envision it, you can see it, and you can make it happen, I got no problem with it. But and that also is actually going to help you a little bit on the line of scrimmage. But I think that their obsession, what did the Eagles do? How did they win a Super Bowl? They had a great defensive line, and they added to it. And they traded up, and they got a great player.
I thought it was because of the tush push.
It's all comes down to the tush push. Hey, how about
we should
that?
Talk about that.
16-16.
16-16.
Having Jason Kelce did not keep them from drafting Cam Jurgens.
There you go. And then what happened?
They won a Super Bowl with Cam Jurgens.
Come on now.
That's an MVP caliber contribution there.
Right there, the right MVP there. Jumps in.
Nice point, Alex. See? You're right. They had Jason Kelce, and they still
this is my point.
Your point, too. I'm used to you making those kind of contributions. I've given Alex some props. Nice job.
I am, you know, what's the Jerry Angelo? I am obsessed with the quarterback. I'm obsessed with the line of scrimmage.
You're fixated on the line of scrimmage.
I am. Any player, I think, can upgrade that. I'm going with.
I don't think that's a bad way to go. I would want to build my team that way.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I still think they're building their team is my point.
Let's listen to, when we come back, along those lines, where last year's offensive tackle they drafted fits into their plans potentially.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Okay, we'll do that next. It's Mully and Haw, 312-644-6767, Chicago's greatest sports radio show in the morning. Can I say it? Nah, I don't like it. I really don't like going on about ourselves, but man, did we pull the bulls through that first canalette yesterday. David is tearing up sheets on boiling water, and we made that happen. Mully and Haw on the score.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.